Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to the second hour of The Mayor and Mino right here on WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. Are you happy now?
You
get this whole hour turn. Is The Mayor and Mino. The
it's
whole
my
hour
turn.
Is The Mayor and Mino.
You've taken the last whole hour as Mino and the Mayor.
Yes.
So it's
you like
fair,
that?
John. We're in a partnership, right?
So what are we going to put on the billboard? Mino the Mayor, The Mayor and Mino?
I think you're probably going to win that one.
Too. I don't think so. We'll do a quick poll on that.
I think the poll comes down to one guy, and that's the guy who owns the company. So we'll ask Sage when we talk to him. But as I said, they were in here on Friday, and they had nice things to say about our show and the reviews they're getting. So that's great. I mean, so far, so good, right?
We're having fun. I'll tell you that. Like I said, the over-under was they won't last 2 weeks, and today is the start of week number three.
So far, so good.
And that was actually in Vegas. Vegas had those odds going. Did you know that?
No,
they
John.
Did. Unbelievable. We got Amy here from Anchor Coffee. We love when you stop in, Amy.
Good morning.
Not just because you bring us. Okay. Do me a favor. Will you do me a favor?
Okay.
Okay. I asked you for a little bit more low-cal type coffee.
Yep.
What you did. What is this again?
That is sugar-free hazelnut white chocolate with skim milk.
Okay. Now, what did he say earlier today? This guy next to me.
He said he's going to have to give up the cream.
Yeah, do me a favor. Find, like, extra heavy cream.
No.
And say that say that it's low. Well, say that it's, like, nothing. And just load it up. I got to win this bet.
But
it's $100, Amy.
It's $100.
I don't have $100.
I know. I don't either.
All right.
Well, I do, and I don't want to lose it. So I...
John but I hear I, if you add heavy cream to coffee and then you give up bread, that's like the whole keto thing. So you have
good point.
Higher fat cream.
Good point. You know what I eat a lot of these days? And it's got like lots of
candy.
Fat, but it's good fat. No.
Bacon.
Well.
Liquor.
No. Oh my gosh. Why is it? Could I finish?
Yeah.
Avocados.
Sorry. Ooh, I love avocados.
I eat a lot of avocados.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I do too, but it's like it's got like lots of fat, but it's a good fat.
Right.
There's good fats.
Right. Right.
Yes. So I eat a lot of them.
Not so much when you add the chips to it.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
John, which that's how I like my avocados.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
But I just for the listeners, John and I placed a bet when we our first day, wasn't
first
it?
First day.
And
$100 to the other charity.
We have a scale in here and it's a high tech scale and it goes right to the ounce and whoever loses the most weight in a month, and the weigh-in is going to be the 26th. That will be 1 month.
That's coming up.
That is coming up, and we'll be at the EAA.
So let me just ask you this though:
it's $100 to the charity of our choice.
If both of us ended up gaining weight,
which you have been,
will it be the person that gained the least?
Yes. That is back to your math.
All right.
Yes, it would be.
Let me ask you this: because Amy brought up a good point. From the time you graduated high school till now, how much more do you weigh than when you graduated high school?
Too much.
How much?
I'd have to look at that. I don't. Too much, Johnny.
I just realized I'm 65 pounds more than when I graduated high school.
I'm not commenting.
Okay.
I'm more than that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you wrestled at, 103?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Oh, you were a little
freshman.
Guy.
I was freshman.
Okay.
Freshman, but still, I didn't, like, I didn't have this, like,
would you wrestle when you were a senior?
I was,
yeah, kicked off the team.
Back to my weight. So I've gained a little bit of weight.
This good Catholic boy whose brother is a priest and all these kind of things.
There's a black sheep in every family,
yeah.
Johnny. She just happened to be sitting next to ours.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of medical, like it's okay to gain X amount after high school, but not like double your weight, which is.
I think it's a pound a year. And you know why I know that? This is going to sound stupid. It's like I read this medical report. No, I remember the movie Cape Fear. Remember Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Jessica Lange?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? The young girl, Lewis, was her name. She was in Christmas Vacation. She played the daughter in Christmas Vacation.
Never
Jason,
look at
her
me
name?
To know a name.
You know who I'm talking about? The daughter in Christmas Vacation?
No, I don't.
Juliette Lewis, maybe?
Yeah.
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 So anyway, remember that? They were on that houseboat? And Robert De Niro was just this crazy, deranged Ex-convict.
Yeah.
Scary movie. But anyway, the point I'm getting at here, Jim.
Please.
Is he told them, he said, Kanzler. Remember he had that, and he's like, Kanzler, Kanzler, come out, wherever you are. Remember when he was going after Nick Nolte, was hiding under that car?
I didn't see it. No,
okay. Anyway, but he said, you know what, Kanzler, you sent me to prison for 30 years. And I put on, you know, I'm a same way, but a normal man puts on 1 pound a year his entire life. And that's where I know that from, that it's normally 1 pound a year a person puts on if they,
From high school.
From ever, yeah. Once you're like an adult.
That's not true.
You never saw that. How could you not see that movie?
But it's got to be.
Remember, she's. You don't remember that movie?
I'm saying it's not a pound a year for your life, or else we'd all.
We're going to have movie day.
We'd always 78 pounds. No, John, it's not. It's a pound a year after some point.
After you graduate from high school, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I thought you were saying. Okay, I got it.
Well, like when you're a little kid?
Well, that's what you were saying. It's a pound of.
9 to 10, I gained. Daddy, I gained a pound. What?
Okay.
No.
All right. So, so from this medical journal movie that you watched, you're under the belief system that it is okay to gain a pound.
He was one of the scariest movie characters ever.
Who's
Jason,
still
did you
scary.
See that movie?
He's
what,
still
Cape
scary.
Fear?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody saw that movie.
Yeah. Now,
wasn't Robert De Niro one of the scariest movie characters of all time?
All time.
All time.
Yes.
All time.
And by
We're
the way,
have to have movie day with Jim.
No.
By the way, one quick note from the Washington Post: the average adult gains 1 to 2 pounds a year.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Is that just Americans, or is that the whole world?
1 to 2 pounds.
You know, I don't have time to do research.
Yeah,
back
okay,
here,
Amy.
But,
thanks. Well, you had to be
thanks,
that person.
Amy. I appreciate
Amy
that.
Had to be that person.
I know.
Jason.
It's all right.
We have
it's
the
okay.
good coffee.
Jason.
No.
Yeah, I should be that person.
We shouldn't believe.
Wait, is that the United States or is that the entire world? What about Canada?
But is that
those Canadians? They eat all that bacon.
They don't
and drink Molson and Labatt.
They eat bangers.
That if that's the case,
what's a banger?
A sausage.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I did not.
Don't
know
you watch
that.
Ted Lasso? Right.
We don't.
No, I don't.
What is wrong with you?
Isn't that an Irish food? A
We're
banger?
We're gonna have a TV movie day here.
Isn't that an Irish food? A banger?
No.
Isn't it? I thought it was. No? It's a Canadian food?
I think so.
I basically lived on the Canadian border and I never heard that term. I know Canadian
Bangers
bacon.
Bangers and mash.
What do they call Canadian bacon in Canada?
Bacon?
Nope. Jason, do you know that one?
Ham.
And I know this one from, what was the TV show? The SCTV TV show.
See?
Doug and Mike.
TV.
No, Doug and Bob and Doug. Remember?
Yeah.
Back bacon. They call it back bacon in Canada. Did you know that?
Oh, I just call it ham.
No, they call it back bacon.
B-A-C-K?
What was that? Who was the two guys? Bob and Doug?
Yeah, Bob and Doug, wasn't
McKenzie.
It?
Bob and Doug McKenzie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
All right.
Back to just because...
Well, you never watched the movie either, though, Mayor.
No,
Jason, who do you think is the scariest character in movie history? I'm going with Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
Yeah, I can go with that for right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Jim? And I'm going to throw out our phone number if anybody knows that one. I'm going to give out a major award if somebody can beat me on that. 920-264-0606. Right. 264-0606 or Herb Adley, Brett Favre, Sunny Six Killer, Sunny Six Killer.
Oh, my God. Yes.
264-0606. Amy, give me a number. What's the number of your place? Anchor Coffee.
It's number one.
Number one. Okay. Anthony Carter, played for the Minnesota Vikings. Give me somebody else. Give me another one. Do you have a number?
For our listeners, that's right, how Johnny remembers.
That's
how
remember
numbers.
Phone numbers.
He takes the two numbers.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Because I don't have a phone set up at Anchor yet.
Oh, okay.
So the candy bar is 920-301-3100.
3100?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Chuck Mersine, Anthony Carter, Jim Taylor, Jim Otto.
That's what I was going to say.
I know you were. I know.
Anyway,
you were. Yeah.
That's is that a gift? No, that's a...
So what?
I don't know. It's a idiosyncrasy.
It's like Rain Man.
Everybody's got a little something.
Right.
Pancakes on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pancakes on Tuesdays.
That is true.
Yes.
Anyway, Amy, thank you for coming in. This is great. Thank you for the coffee. I know you had a great weekend down here in Green Bay. A lot going on. We're going to talk about what's going on in downtown and Oshkosh and Appleton and
Manitowoc. You weren't here for the street party, though, right?
No,
I was
Sunday.
A street fight.
No, Sunday.
I was napping.
Street. What's the proper term?
Block party.
Block party.
Right, on Washington. That was a good time.
Yes.
So, a lot of stuff going on here. I want to.
Were you ever in a street fight?
Yes.
Because you two river guys, I heard you were scrappers.
Trivers.
They were. Trivers guys had a little reputation. They kind of had a little bit of an edge.
I think scrappers is a good word.
Yes.
Because it wasn't sophistication. It wasn't, you know.
Do they still call it Carp Town
strategic,
ever?
Strategic.
Because, you know, I'm going to be moving to Two Rivers.
That's right. You bought some land.
I bought land in Two Rivers. Yeah.
I could end up there. I love that city.
Not in my house.
No, don't worry about that.
That's a guarantee.
Now, we're going to talk about Two Rivers on Friday. We have the city manager coming on to talk about what's going on in that community. And we're going to get some more community leaders.
And by the way, your big article in the Manitowoc Herald Times about your family, big picture. I got to be honest. Those were some handsome gentlemen.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they
really were. I mean, that now I can see why. What's his name? Lawrence Welk had him on all the time. Did you ever ask? Did any
Ed
of them?
Sullivan.
Did any of them hit on Sissy?
Is that
Sissy? Remember Sissy and a Bobby? I don't think Bobby had any interest in Sissy. But do you remember?
Yes,
Sissy
I do.
Was really hot. What about the Lemon Sisters? Remember the Lemon Sisters?
Yes, absolutely.
They hit on them at all?
No, I'm just asking. These were good Two Rivers.
Hey, some Two Rivers guys.
No, these were good boys. You're right. I'll agree with you there. But I want to say these were good boys, great family people. He was I had an awesome dad. They came from a good family. They weren't hitting on people. No, they weren't. They sang, did a lot of charity work. They were very, very popular, as you read in the article. So
you can't date a Hollywood star?
They were married.
They were married. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, they were married, John.
Okay.
They were married.
That makes the story different.
Well, my dad was dating my mom. He was 19 when they won this championship.
Okay, his only
date. that was his only true love.
Hey,
yes.
Sissy, you want to come back to Two Rivers?
That was not him.
I got to tell you something.
That was not him.
Hey, we got a couple of drinks.
That's a pickup line.
You know what would be the pickup line? I'll take you to Rudy's. Rudy's Bowling Alley.
Nashota.
Yeah. That is a nice park, though.
We go there all the time.
Nashota is the nicest beach around.
It's
fantastic.
But it shrunk.
Yeah, it did.
The beach is half the size.
Half the size. Isn't that crazy? Have you seen that lately, Jim? It almost comes up to the sidewalk. The water does.
It's nuts.
It's crazy how small that's gotten.
That's the ebb and flow. It's going to be back, right? That's the way the water. We have that at Bay Beach.
If you were a mayor, what would you do?
Bay Beach doesn't have a beach.
I'm going to recede the waters.
You can bring sand in. You can't bring sand
you can't
in.
Take, you can't take sand out of there. You can't climb on the rocks.
But you can add sand.
Can't bring in alcoholic beverages.
You can't? Oh, I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a great
Anchor Coffee. You're the best.
We got a great guest.
Thank you so much. We got to send a quick break.
Chris Rann next.
The Mayor and Mino. Back after this. Song dedicated to Jim Schmidt's uncle and one of the Lemon Sisters. Was it Lemon or Lennon?
Lennon.
One of the two.
No.
Huh? Which one was it?
I'm quite sure it was Lennon.
Lennon?
Yes.
Not Lemon?
No, I don't know.
I thought it was the Lemon Sisters. John Lennon, but Lemon Sisters.
Maybe. You could be L-E-M-O-N. Right. But I don't.
I think it is.
Okay. You're
by
probably
the way,
right.
Speaking of this, and Chris, you worked with this guy for a long time, and I'm going to introduce you formally in just a second, okay?
Sure.
Okay. You know what he says to me today? My wife's out of town. I don't know how to turn on the light in the kitchen. I had a caller. How do I turn on the lights in the kitchen?
She's gone. She's in Nashville visiting our other daughters. And I don't, you know, Chris, you know, you've known me for years. I just have not learned to do a lot around the house. And I'm getting better. Because when I was mayor.
How the hell did you turn on these lights?
I
stumbled around in total darkness.
No, I turned on the
dog ran into the table.
I was struggling a little bit this morning. I did have to, I'm learning though. I'm doing better, right? I mean, since I've been, you know, not in City Hall, I've been doing more around the house. I'm learning stuff. There are these two machines They're white that you can open. One opens the top, one opens on the side to do laundry. But I haven't figured out yet. But I am that kitchen thing. I was a little frustrated this morning. I will admit that when I couldn't find the lights. But anyway,
introduce a very special guest.
You know what?
Because you know what? Anything you say about your issues, whatever, this guy will be like,
"Oh my
God, been there, done that."
Then this guy he's found the light and seen the light. I met Chris. Chris Rand years ago. He hired him to come and work in City Hall. And
when was that?
Chris, when was that? 2000.
But I'm just saying, why did he come work for you? What were you doing that?
Because I was impressed with him.
But what were you doing at the time?
I was the mayor.
Oh, just wanted to hear it.
Yeah, just okay. God, John, did I tell you?
Salute, everybody. Take your drink.
Anyway, back to me. A Marine, John, you can talk to him more about his duty as a Marine. But anyway, here's a guy that just, one of the problems with government, and there's a lot of good people in government, they're sometimes not, they don't hire the most creative people. And the people who have had, I didn't find that. Anyway, so I hired Chris right away because he was very creative and just has a great vision on life and has overcome some obstacles. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I want to fast forward to 2020.
Please.
So after, I got out of office in 2019 and then obviously kept friends with Chris. And one of his goals is to go to every state park, right? So you go to his house and he's got this little map of Wisconsin and these pins in there. I've been to this state park. So in August of 2020, he went out to a state park in the western part of the state where there's obviously more hilly.
I don't mean to interrupt, but a motorcycle just went by with a really loud muffler. That's his pet peeve.
Oh, Chris, I think Chris knows that.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, he's at the state park and of course, he's one of those guys that has to have the best view, live on the edge a little bit. So he obviously got a campsite on the edge of this. What would you call it? A hill, cliff, mountain?
The state park is called Wildcat Mountain.
Okay, Wildcat Mountain. So you got a campsite on the edge of the mountain. So like some of us, in the middle of the night, you get up and you might have to go to the restroom. So he got out and he walked towards the edge and he fell over 100 feet. Took the top of his scalp off, broke his legs. What else happened to you?
Yeah, I fell about 100 feet. I landed headfirst on rocks.
That's what it was.
Unbelievable.
Kind of my scalp basically.
Was it a straight chop or did you tumble and tumble and stuff? Or?
I don't know.
Yes.
Right.
It wasn't my legs that were broke. It was my back and my neck, some ribs, just like a lot of trauma. I kind of folded in half. One of my vertebrae basically exploded. It was just over a dozen tiny pieces, just one vertebrae.
Unbelievable.
And I had numerous broken vertebrae in my back.
So his wife calls and Chris is in the hospital. Were you in Eau Claire? What hospital did you go to?
Yeah, I was over in Eau Claire.
Yeah, Eau Claire. Brought in some specialists.
Wait a minute. Let him finish.
I just want to say the prognosis was he's probably not going to walk again.
Okay. So back up to like when you hit the ground and you realize I am bleeped up.
Yeah, the first thing I thought is, oh my God, my wife is going to be pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
I turned around and tried to like go back the way I came and quickly realized that wasn't possible. It's pitch black on the mountain. I was in a area for stargazing and so it was like there's nothing. And all I could do was, just start moving.
Could you walk?
My body didn't quite work right. I knew I had to move. My phone was up there. I had nothing to contact anyone with. And in the distance, I saw headlights go. So I said, well, must be a road that way. And I kind of crawled my way through the woods.
That army crawl, right? When you're on your, like, because his back is broken, his legs are broken. So anyway, yeah. So how long did, That was not a short distance.
No, no. Once I got out to the road, I kind of got upright and my body didn't respond correctly. It's just like the top half of my body just kept flopping. Kind of, I had to quick stagger my feet to like keep myself under me, and I had to walk about a mile.
Wow.
To find help. The doctors said that I probably caused a lot of damage, more damage by getting out, but they said if I had stayed there, I would have just bled out and died.
Your wife couldn't hear you if you yelled or anything like that? Or just,
No. The campsite was a little bit off the way, so she was completely unaware.
It's so hard to hear anything through the woods anyway. I mean,
it was a very stressful night for her for hours. She had no idea where I was.
Unbelievable.
Until a sheriff came into our campsite in the early morning
hours. So who discovered you then?
Well, I made it about a mile to somebody's house, knocked on the door, and promptly collapsed.
Unbelievable.
In the middle of the night.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to send another really quick break.
I just want to tell our listeners there's a happy ending to this story.
Well, he's sitting right here talking to us. I'd say that's what it's...
It's better than that.
I couldn't be happier.
What gets better than sitting here talking to us?
The fact that he ran a marathon.
Wow.
We're going to talk about it.
All right. The Mayor and Mino, back right after this. Ranger. You can't listen to this song without doing that.
I can't.
You can't. Give me a little.
What does this song remind you of?
I can tell you exactly what it was. When I was at that little school up in northern Minnesota. Okay?
Yeah.
1975, September 1975.
Right. Totally.
This song would blare in our locker room every single day while we're getting ready for practice. Every single day, Smoke in the Water. Every day.
This song, we played this song in band.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did. So, okay. Which is cool, right? Because athletes like this.
Yes.
Right? And so did the crowd. But this is that when you're playing that. But
this
anyway.
Reminds me of smelly locker rooms in northern Minnesota. That's what it reminds me of.
Nice.
And is that why you don't want me sleeping here? Because you think it would smell like a locker room?
Did you see the green room? Did you go in there today?
Me?
Did you see what? So we had the brass from Civic Media up here Friday to talk to me and Johnny about kind of expanding the footprint. Anyway.
Frank Zappa, and
did you see what they did you see what they gave us for like a gift? Our green room is awesome.
Not.
Our green room has, it's got a sofa, TV, and it's got
M&M's refrigerator. That every person can just walk by and dip their entire hand
M&M's in. M&M's for Mino and the Mayor.
Yes.
It's got, of course, I love cashews, so it's got a lot of cashews in there, candy bars. Anyway, it's a great green room.
Which are really good for you.
They brought us, like, you guys are doing a good job, gift, a bottle of scotch.
Ah!
And I'm like, you guys, our show is on from 6 to 8, but I think one of them... If we have him on from 6 to 8, I think he might open it. So,
all right.
Anyway, we have that. Hey, so as Johnny and I were telling you earlier, we, as the host of WGBW, AM and FM, we have a pretty good-sized footprint, right? We go from Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, obviously with the talk of Green Bay, Manitowoc, Marinette. And in all these communities, you know, we want to lean in a little bit and get to know you better. There's a hero in every community, an example for the community, for the youth in that community, and really for all our listeners. And we have one of them on today. So Chris Rand was telling us his story before we went to break.
And by the way, Chris used to work with you.
Yes, Chris worked in the mayor's office. Just everyone liked him, respected him. He's got a military background. Johnny, you can probably delve into that a little bit more later, but...
Hoorah!
Did I say that right?
A Marine.
Did I say that right?
A Marine.
Is it hoorah or hoorah?
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Yeah, those guys hoorah. Are tough. Those
was
guys.
That, was that good?
It's good.
Yeah, they're
you
tough.
Tell you, let me tell you something that gave me goosebumps. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're Since going on when? And on. Yeah, so anyway, do you remember a few years back for that Packer Monday night game or Sunday night game or Thursday night game when they had the military, they had the Marines in their dress blues doing things? And it was like, when you talk pride, you talk tradition. Hoorah! Blah, blah, blah. Remember that?
Yeah.
My team, the green and gold. In that, hey, they had the Marine doing that. I can't remember who he was. He was kind of a famous Marine. Do you remember that?
Oh, they're all famous.
Yeah, I know. I know. But right at the very, they do this whole thing, and they got the jet flyover and everything. And it's Green Bay. And then at the very last thing, he goes, hoorah. Oh, yeah. Just, I got goosebumps from that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those... Jason, can you find that? Can we play that?
The Marines.
Do you remember that? That was so good. It was for Packer intro back in about 2000. That would be about 2011.
Oh, we'd have been there.
That would have been 2011.
I'll see what I can find.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. So anyway, Chris was telling us his story. Chris, I want you to continue that. But so you're camping. You fell 100 feet. You broke your back. And your neck. You crawled.
And your head.
And your head was kind of, well, I don't know if he broke his head. I think the top of his head came off. Wow. And
like legitimately, huh? Scalp?
Yeah, you can see the scar right here runs straight across, yeah. Kind of.
You should have seen him. So this is in August of 2020.
That recent?
Yeah, that was the height of COVID.
Right.
Wow.
So army crawl or whatever you call that on to a mile away and knocked on the door and got, you know, the medical help. And you were in the hospital for some time. In Eau Claire. And I remember your wife calling saying Chris may not walk again, right? Weren't the doctors like not the most optimistic group in the room?
Yeah, they were kind of preparing her that she should be looking for a care home because caring for me might be too difficult after they were not, and it wasn't like it was like all these folks, we're in a trauma center. So these are people who see this stuff all the time. And these are the nurses and stuff kind of telling her, like kind of preparing her for the worst.
And get this, just for better, for worse. How long had you been married?
About a month.
Wow.
So this was his wedding. I
got to say one thing though. If you're crowning, now that's the area up in those bluffs where you were camping. That's like the one area in the state of Wisconsin that has what, Jim? It's the only area in all of Wisconsin that has what?
In the bluffs?
Yep. I'm sure Chris will know this.
Yeah, I don't. John,
Chris,
I don't
what
camp.
Is it? Rattlesnakes.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's the only area in Wisconsin that has rattlesnakes.
Okay. I would never go there.
The timber rattlers. That the actual
really?
Timber rattlers.
Oh,
yes. Okay. That's where they live, in those bluffs outside of La Crosse.
Okay.
That's the only place you'll find them.
That is why I've never been there. And there that go. Is why I will never go there. So, anyway, all right, Chris. So you're in the trauma center. They're preparing everybody for the worst. This is where the story gets good, and there is good in this story. And we talk about people overcoming challenges. One of your options was to take the route to the nursing home and be pretty medicated. And I remember you telling me, I do not want to get addicted to these painkillers, which you could have, right? I mean, they weren't. It's not like they were rationing them out to you, right?
No, if there was anybody who could, you know, kind of had a reason to take them, it was me.
How bad was the pain?
It was.
That was scale of 1 to 10.
Nine, 10.
Guy's a Marine, John.
I know, that's what I mean. So
they fused like most of my back together because there was one vertebrae that just didn't. You know, it was disintegrated. So they fused about 5 vertebrae together, and then they didn't want to do any surgery on my neck. I had a really bad broken neck, but they were concerned if they did surgery, they would ensure I was paralyzed because I already had like loss of sensation and some things like that. So I had to wear an immobilizing neck brace for many months, and it was just it was gruesome. I remember the ride home. Getting in the car, every bump in the road was just—it was brutal. We got back and we got one of those kind of those geriatric chairs that kind of like will stand you up and yeah. Sit you down, you know. Because the doctor said, what do I do? How do I get better? And he's just like, you can just try and walk. That's your physical therapy. Just try to walk. So. Over the course of the next couple weeks and months, I had to kind of like relearn how to walk. At first, it was just getting to the bathroom, just 10 feet away was, I could do it maybe once a day and I couldn't do anything else. I would just be laying there from the pain. Number two, in the bathroom, like that was just, it was impossible. Cause I couldn't bend that way or anything. I couldn't care for myself. I mean, my wife, I wouldn't have made it through any of it without her. You know, she was there for me every step of the way.
You know, let me just jump in on that. And in dealing with a lot of my amputees in their stories, you know, for my book that I'm putting together, that's a thing that we all really take for granted. And when you can't do what you've done all your life naturally, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big, big deal.
No, I wouldn't be here without her. That's for sure. And then it was, you know, I do a little walk and then I have to sit and recover. You know, it was very stressful for my wife who was trying it, cause I wasn't going to stop. I was just like, I'm going to walk again. So then, you know, eventually got to a point where I was using a walker and I could get outside and I could walk to the end of the driveway and back. And then I'd have to sit in the chair, for a day
with that apparatus that you were wearing.
Yeah.
Halo thing?
An immobilizing neck brace. Right. Yeah. So that I couldn't.
Like this metal.
Did you ever take that off during the course of a day?
No, it had to stay on, round the clock.
Even when how'd you sleep?
I had to sleep with it.
It was unbelievable. I went over to his house and I was like, oh my God, like, dude, I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
And
I mean, to look at you now, especially, it's incredible.
Yeah. Walk and sit, and sometimes it just takes days to recover. And
so, and I want to talk to you. You talk a lot about Danny, your wife, but your kids were seeing this as well, right? I mean, you know, and people have gone through, we all go through, you know, setbacks and tragedies, but this was unbelievable. And you had to like be an inspiration to those kids. I mean, they didn't want to lose their dad, they didn't want to give up on, and you sure didn't want to give up. And this is paying dividends now, but I mean, back then, I just give you a lot of credit for saying, look, I'm going to get through this. And I remember talking to you and you did not want to do the meds thing. I'm like, dude, you seem like you're in a little bit of pain. It's just, well, it's because I am, but you didn't want to.
Well, I'm in pain now. Pain is just something that's my new normal, like for the rest of my life. Not being an inspiration to my kids, that's hugely important to me. I don't always feel like I'm there. I can always improve there and be better. At the time, right at this accident happened too, I was in the final months of getting my MBA as well. And they're like, Chris, you can just start the next cycle and finish it. I was like 3 months away from finishing my MBA.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm not stopping. We got special glasses that had like prisms in them so I could be lying down and look at the computer. It happened to be the height of COVID to my advantage, so they were doing a lot of the stuff remote. I was recovering and I was continuing. I finished my MBA during that time.
Unbelievable.
And then came the Ice Age Trail. It was the 40th anniversary of the Ice Age Trail, and they had a special thing where if you could hike 40 miles in one month, then you would earn a patch. And I said, that's my goal. 40 miles, I mean, over the course of 30 days for the normal person isn't, right. That's, you know, yeah. a couple of hikes, of weekends.
Right.
But for me, I had a friend who would come and get me and we would go out to the trail. And, you know, at first it was, I think the first hike was, you know, less than a mile. It was
sure.
Like a half a mile. And then I'd lay in the chair and take like 2 days to recover just from that walk. And then on and on and on till the end of the month. I think the longest hike we did was about 9 miles at the end of that month. But every time I'd do this hike, and I'd have to bring canes
walking
and walking sticks.
Sure.
and all this stuff to keep going. And I earned my patch. And then as soon as I did that, I said, I'm going to run again. And I got a coach, cause I needed to like basically relearn how to run again.
Chris, why didn't you call me? Cause we used to run together.
We did.
Yeah. We did.
Okay. We did. And the big, Cellcom marathon that was, it was called halfway through due to the heat.
I remember that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Were
you guys running that one?
Yep. We were both training for that.
Right. And we both ran a Sarugi's run.
We both, yep.
Valentine's
Day.
That's
the lead
a good
up run,
by the way. That's only 10K, but that was
yeah.
That was
supposed to be my first marathon. That Cellcom that was 2012. I got to about,
it's
I don't
two
know,
years later.
Yep.
It's incredible.
No, the 2012 one that we that
no,
one was
you
canceled.
Got hurt. What year did you get hurt?
Oh, I see. No,
2020.
No, no, no.
2020.
No, 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 I meant,
yeah.
No, that, yeah. You're right.
So I never actually ran a marathon.
Right. That got canceled
because I got to about 13-14 mile right. mark, and then they called it due yeah. to the heat. And then while I'm recovering, I was like, I'm going to run again. I never thought I would run a marathon. At first it was just I just want to run.
Right.
And then there was it was the spring Veterans Day, not Memorial Day run for a Marine down in Fond du Lac, and I said it was a 5K, and I said I wanna race that.
And you did it.
I got there.
Unbelievable.
And then what marathon did you jump in on? Was that the 2020?
Well, after I got the 5K, then I went for the 2022.
All right, so it's 2 years later that you jumped on that and you ran that here in Green Bay. I remember taking pictures of you. It's incredible what you've done. And I want to wrap this up. Stick around. Chris Rand.
Inspirational story like you can't believe.
Right.
Unbelievable.
GBW.
What's your excuse? I mean, look at this guy.
I hired the guy.
All right.
Okay?
We got to take a quick break. Back after this. You know this one, right?
I do.
You gotta know this one.
I do. Johnny B. Good, right? And it's went across the stage. I think it's that way we're playing
that too.
What movie?
What movie?
Well, I don't know.
Went down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
That
and back
sound...
up in the woods amongst the evergreens.
I didn't know you were tone deaf.
Stood
Johnny.
A log okay. cabin near earth and wood. Named Johnny B. Good.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go.
What
go.
Movie?
I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't watch movies. I told you tell you that. I have no idea. It wasn't in. No, I don't know. I don't want to even guess because I'm going to be right. stupid.
Chris, what movie?
Back to the Future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
I like
Thank
that
you.
Movie. I did see that.
Don't you remember that? Remember no. he's going across the stage doing his thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Alex Keaton.
Yeah. This is your cousin, Marvin. You got to hear that sound you've been looking for. Remember that?
That's, I do.
Yes.
I do. It's coming back.
One of the all-time great movies, isn't
that
though?
Fantastic.
That is. That's one of those movies. If it's on somewhere, you just got to watch some of it.
That is a good movie.
Yes. That one, and you know another one that's on a lot of times that you have to watch some of? Shawshank Redemption.
Never saw it.
Oh.
You never saw Shawshank wow. Redemption. You literally might be the... Jason just got out of his chair.
I don't think you can turn on a TV and not...
Literally, I know. You literally might be the only human being that has never seen Shawshank Redemption. How do you not see that?
I've never even heard of it.
I bet I've
much less seen it.
What you've never that? Heard of it. I bet I've seen it 25 times. Oh, or at least parts of it 25 times.
Good use of time. Okay, wow. What is so great? What is it? Just briefly.
A guy goes to prison. Okay.
Yeah.
Accused of murdering his wife. He didn't murder her.
Yeah.
Okay. And the prison warden was unbelievably crooked, like you can't even believe. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the warden was, or the guy, the guard was really sadistic. And they're killing guys in prison. And wow. then that group in prison that you'd really want to stay away from, they were doing things to him and yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
And then he digs a tunnel and none of this.
No, but I read this morning, some guy escaped from prison. I hate to say, I probably shouldn't say this. Part of me is I kind of hope they get away. Because it's
what
this guy took towels and it was just this old time prison escape. This just happened. Like
I saw that. Yeah.
This morning. Right?
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't you kind of think
no.
a little bit like that's but they're you know, the ingenuity to do it. He had to save up the towels.
Yeah.
And,
no.
I don't know.
I am fascinated in one thing, though. If the one guy did survive Alcatraz.
Right.
When they escaped.
Is that
because
cool?
there's a thing that says, Sharks. You know, 55 years later that he wrote a letter. And right. said, hey, just so you folks know, I made it.
Right. And that's not that far, right? From,
right.
From the bay to Alcatraz.
I just got this one. Mino, who is your co-host? Is he even American? Yeah. But you're not seeing Shawshank. Read it. What does it say? Verbatim. Thank you.
You have homework.
Yes. Wow.
Well, you can't surprise me with these things. We're supposed to be more show prep. Anyway, yes, that Alcatraz thing, that's right. Those guys escaping and... Some shark waters too on that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. cool stuff. Anyway, Chris Rand, we were talking before we went to break and obviously before that, just about the tenacity this young man has and overcoming. He served in our military, a Marine, but really had a major, major setback in life by falling 100 feet and breaking his neck and neck and infusions.
Losing his scalp.
And 2 years later, ran a marathon.
Unbelievable. Mind-boggling.
And, but Chris is a friend of mine and visited him often. And it that's perseverance. It's just mental fortitude, something that you've always had. And I think every community has that. And so, look, Chris, I was telling you, Brake, you know, people have setbacks, right? They get accidents. They have things that happen. And what was it that it's like, look, I'm not going to a nursing home. I'm not going to get addicted to Oxy or whatever they do for that. What was it?
There's something I want to add to that question because I was thinking this too. Was it the determination forged in the Marines that made you like that? Or was it the determination you had inside that made you become a Marine?
I think it's just straight up stubbornness.
Okay.
You know, I mean, life is challenging. Everybody has their challenges, you know, and sometimes we think our challenges are big and sometimes they are, but there's always somebody with even bigger challenges. And, you know, you really just have to face, you know, you have to say, this is it. You have to say, yes, this is life. And I am going to face it head on. And I set goals and I crush those goals. I mean, that's
beyond belief.
That's just what I do.
I mean, this could be a movie with as wrecked as your body was to bounce back the way you did is just unbelievable.
I actually started powerlifting recently too. I'm pretty proud of squatting 500 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Do they want you to do that though? With
no, those bags? They've actually told me no more marathons and no more
weightlifting. I mean, those kind of things, you know, there's a certain limit.
But I set a goal for myself and I wanted to do it and I've probably reached my limits of recovery.
Wow.
So.
And how much did you squat?
495 pounds.
Oh my God. That's like having gym on your back.
Funny. All right. Chris, you're awesome. Thank you for coming in. It's in the inspiration you are to your kids, to obviously your wife, who really after a month and a lot of kudos to her too for, you know, staying with you. I hope you do more with this, right? Like, I don't know what your future holds. I know you're
getting your story out there.
Right. Right. I mean, you're going to write a book, you know, and there's Johnny's written a lot of books, so it can't be that difficult. I mean, you should put a book together, just talk about this. But
Jim wrote a book, and he read one.
Old Yeller. Where can people learn? Do you have something on a website? Do you have some inspirational things, or what are your plans?
No, just kind of been telling my story to anyone who wants to hear it. I mean, like I said. A lot of my stories for my kids. I hope that they see me as an example.
Oh, they do.
Well, they got those chromosomes. Whatever it was right. That made you, you know, overcome near paralysis and everything like that. Now run marathons and squat 500 pounds or whatever. That's just unbelievable.
That's very cool.
Unbelievable.
Well, thanks for coming in. We got to have you back.
Yeah, Sarah, wonderful having you here.
We want to get going on that stuff. Hey, I want to talk about just a little bit tomorrow because we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now. As you know, if you've listened to this show, even for a minute, John Mino got a parking ticket and he's been whining about it ever since.
Not whining.
And
it's not whining about getting the ticket. It's just the price of the ticket.
Well,
I deserve the ticket.
And what we're going to do tomorrow, we have a very, we have a guest coming in. I know him quite well. Chris Pierlot, who oversees the parking utility for the city of Green Bay. And, I told him you're going to be nice to him and we will. We're nice to all our guests, but I think we're going to talk about parking, but I want people to think about parking solutions, right? Because that's what we have to do. We can't, I told you, I want to get my my new office, not my office, but I think the city, how we have these office of management, office of legal advisors. I very much want an office of annoyance and resolution. And tomorrow we start that. The office of annoyance, which is parking. But what's the resolution? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Would I be in the annoyance part with you?
Very much so.
All right.
WGBW.
Look at our time. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Maren Mino.
Talk to Green Bay.
Jackie gonna be.